Before you bid farewell to Pelissa, pause in Marie's spaces of work and reflection. In her studio, amid Art Nouveau furniture and windows opening onto the forest, the Queen wrote her diaries, her fairy tales, and her thousands of letters. Marie was a prolific writer, and her memoirs, The Story of My Life, were read across Europe. English readers may know that she wrote them in English, her mother tongue. Here she painted watercolors, designed furniture and dresses, and received her closest friends far from protocol. Look at the small oratory and the Byzantine-inspired corners, with their crosses and golden light. Marie's faith was personal and artistic, made of beauty more than dogma. Notice also the photographs and family objects, portraits of her six children, souvenirs of her travels, small treasures of a novelistic life that took her from the court of her grandmother, Queen Victoria, to the trenches of the First World War as a nurse, and from there to the folk altars of Romania, which venerates her to this day. Into these small rooms fits an immense life.